Nolte, Black Trump supporter Jack Brewer smeared his Uncle Tom on CNN. By John Nolte on February 29, 2020. CNN's Keith Boykin lashed out at Black Trump supporter and former NFL safety Jack Brewer as an Uncle Tom Thursday night. During a Thursday Black History Month event held at the White House, a day that included an address to hundreds of Black leaders, President Trump also held a round table in the Cabinet Room with about two dozen Black political and religious leaders. It was here the former Minnesota Viking said to the president, "I gotta say this because it's Black History Month, man, you the first Black president." Making the moment even more interesting is the fact that Brewer was once a big supporter of and fundraiser for Barack Obama, the man who actually was the first Black president. Well, obviously an openly racist, hate network like far-left CNN could not let this stand. A Black man refusing to think, speak, and vote in ways approved by CNN will always be targeted for personal destruction. We've seen this on the low-rated outlet many, 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 many times before. Enter Don Lemon. Lemon, who has been credibly accused of sexual assault, hosted a panel discussion on his basement-rated hour Thursday night and said nothing other than ew. As Boykin smeared Brewer as an Uncle Tom for daring to hold an unapproved and incorrect opinion. Boykin bellowed without evidence. Trump has not made any serious effort to reach Black people. The idea that anybody would sit in a room with Donald Trump and call him the first Black president after we had Barack Obama as the president of the United States. It shows just what kind of Uncle Toms were sitting in that room in the first place. Actually, if you look at the comment closely, Boykin attacked everyone in that room as an Uncle Tom, including Elvita King, the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King. Also present, activist Candace Owens, NAACP Image Award-winning actor Isaiah Washington, world boxing champion Andre Berto, Pastor Daryl Scott, Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, a.k.a. Diamond and Silk, and Black Voices for Trump Advisory Board members Paris Denard, Deneen Borelli, and David Harris Jr.? Brewer was obviously making the same point that was made when former President Bill Clinton was declared the first Black president back in the 90s. What Brewer sees in Trump is a president who is finally doing something for the Black community after Obama failed so miserably to do anything other than stir up racial animus and division. And Obama did this based primarily on two hoaxes. A white man murdered Trayvon Martin, fact, a Hispanic man shot and killed Martin in self-defense, and hands up, don't shoot. Brewer has explained why he turned against Obama. Back in December, he said. For me, once I saw the policies that President Obama pushed in the back half of his presidency, it left a bad taste in my mouth. And then I really started being awakened to what was happening with the Democratic Party. Making so many promises but then abandoning the community that I worked so hard in. I said enough was enough, and I really started putting aside what my parents and my grandparents taught me about sticking to the Democratic Party because they were the party for African Americans. You know, all that rhetoric sounded good back in the 60s, but the facts are that the policies just don't help our families. Mr. Brewer told the Washington Times that same month. Donald Trump will get over 20% of the Black vote. That is what's going to win the election. Why? Because there hasn't been a Republican to even try to go in and talk to the Black community. They don't go there. They don't even try. I think he's trying, finally. These comments point to a man who had an awakening. Thanks primarily to Trump's sincere efforts to reach out to Black voters and the success of Trump's policies, including criminal justice reform, something Obama only paid lip service to. Historic lows in the Black unemployment rate and Black poverty, and the first real wage increases for Black Americans in a decade. Trump is also putting the brakes on the illegal immigration that affects the Black working class, stealing jobs, depressing wages. These are the kind of manual labor jobs that should be going to Americans, that are perfect low-skill starter jobs for young Black men looking for a foothold in the working world. What did Obama do for the Black community? No one can say. But if you dare point that out, dare speak that truth out loud, most especially if you are a Black man. Well, the risks are very real, because just like Democrats did in their Jim Crow South, a Black person today who dares support anyone other than a Democrat will be ostracized and targeted for personal destruction. Only today it's not Bull Connor, a Democrat, using a German Shepherd and a firehose. No, Today it's a multinational corporation powered by billions of corporate dollars. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.